Chatter and lore.
Alchemy!
Chatter and lore. I'm Andy.
My name is Andrew.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Brian.
And we are the creators of Rude Alchemy. Chatter and Lore is that special place where we talk about Rude Alchemy, who we are, why we're doing it, and also we usually tell some stories that will expand the ridiculous universe we are creating. If this is the first episode of Rude Alchemy you're listening to, great. But since this is an opportunity to enhance and expand the world of the series, you might have a better time if you first listen to episodes, you know, from any other season. We don't have... Normally, I say, if you first listen to episodes from our current season, but we haven't had a current season since what? October?
August?
Whoa.
Wow. We've done a lot of one-off stuff. Live shows,
Special.
Christmas special, Halloween special.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we don't have a current season, but go ahead and listen to anything. And then here's what I want you to do. Stop listening to this and listen to anything else. Great.
Not even Rude Alchemy. Just right. Anything else.
Yeah. Yes. Perfect. Yes.
All right.
Perfect.
So should we do questions? Round robin questions?
Round robin questions.
Yeah, let's do questions about the non season we just had, the live show, the Halloween special, and the other thing. And nobody has thought of a question. I'm positive of that.
And the Christmas show, and the Christmas special, the live special, Halloween special, and that's it.
Correct. And the live special was kind of a Christmassy special too.
Yes, Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, and also while we're doing this podcast, guys, I just remembered that we got a lot of questions through our socials. Do you have those, Andrew? Or should I go look them up?
No,
as
I don't.
Record?
I don't have any of them.
Okay.
Tom was commenting before we started recording that, you know, we've been doing this show for like 3 years now, and that we still have a hard time.
Yeah, we're not
like with every aspect of it. Yeah. Everything.
We really desperately need a stage manager, like a really, you know, full of himself stage manager that thinks that they're the boss.
Rachel, if you're listening, we will help.
Right. No, no. Yeah. What? Okay.
Wait.
Now, let's do questions. I'll go first. I'll throw myself on the grenade, and I'll do the first question.
Okay.
Tom.
Is it for the group? Oh, yes.
No,
yes,
it's for you.
Okay.
Okay. When writing the Halloween special.
Yeah.
It'll come to me.
I honestly had to remember. Wait, did I write the Halloween?
Yeah, you did. Okay. Yeah,
it was very good.
I'm going to just expand on this a little bit for me. My understanding is that you wrote it almost entirely in the genre of horror, in the sense that you were going for a true Halloween horror experience.
Uh-huh.
And so I guess my question is, expand on your on how you feel that went.
Okay, great question. First of all, great question.
I know.
It went terribly.
No, it didn't.
The reason I say that is that when we started this whole thing, Rude Alchemy, some 3.5 years ago, we kept using this term like genre blending, you know, like mixing different genres. And of course, because it's us, it's really only been comedy. That's really the only thing we've ever kind of stuck to. Some fantasy. But I thought oh, what a nice opportunity to really kind of focus on the horror genre. it didn't go very well because you you played Jabez very specifically. which was not, in my mind, how I was writing Jabez.
Yeah.
I was thinking that we could, like, take the Jabez thing and do something new with it.
Right.
And so the voice in my head didn't end up being the voice that you used. And it's both of our faults, because we didn't talk about it beforehand.
No, God
like
forbid.
We probably should have.
I do feel that it...
I thought it was good. I don't want to be... I just, yeah. It was fine.
I don't think it was what you envisioned.
No.
But I do think that it got a lot of, like... You know, for us, a lot of good comments is, like, 2 or 3 Twitter mentions. And it got something like that. Yeah, that's like...
Oh, wow.
I know different people, you know, specifically recommended it and things like that. So, I think it was a success as far as our successes go.
That's great. I'm glad to hear that. I'm so glad to hear that. I'm glad people enjoyed it. I'm glad both of them enjoyed it.
Yep, both of them enjoyed it. All right, now it's time for you to ask a question of somebody else.
Absolutely. I have a question for Andrew Kane.
Yes.
If one character in... What was the last season we did?
The Buffoon?
Yeah. If one character in The Buffoon was most likely to be accused by several other characters of sexual misconduct, who do you think it would be?
The obvious
narrator
guy was the priest. Right? Father Korumpu?
Why? Because he's a priest?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Well,
like,
he was a child rapist.
And he actually was, right?
I actually remember nothing about the Buffoon. I don't remember. Yeah. I don't even remember what the story of it was.
Yeah, they were like a ragtag group of outcasts. But Andy wrote that episode, but I'm pretty sure Father Korumpu. Oh.
So the child rapist would be the most likely one to be accused
of child rape.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right.
All right, I mean, if you want to take the easy way, that's fine.
Yeah, that's like the one where you stare the stereotype right in the face and you go, nah, fuck it. We're just doing this. We're doing the stereotype anyway.
Doing the stereotype.
You know, like the challenge, like the writerly challenge in you goes, no, like find another way. Find a different, no, nope. Nope.
The
just
last
the stereotype
thing we do
is
at Root Alchemy is challenge ourselves. If there's an easy way, we're taking it, damn it.
Yeah, Father Korumpu. Good question, though. And thanks for calling us back to that season.
Hey, man. I try to do what I do.
You do it so, so well. my question is for Ryan. I think I have to ask Ryan because then Ryan can ask Andy and then the circle will be complete.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't have a question for Andy. I had a question for you.
No,
Do whatever.
It doesn't matter. Okay. So my question is still for Ryan. Listeners may not know that Ryan has some special skills.
Many
special skills.
Let's get into this.
And one of his special skills is he can play the bagpipes.
No, I can't play the bagpipes.
I could
play one song. I could play one
That's
song.
That's enough. That's enough.
I'm pretty sure that means you can play the bagpipes. Is it a possibility that we could get your bagpipe playing into a future season of Root Alchemy? Could we get you? I don't think you own bagpipes currently, but could we convince you into getting back in the bagpipe game?
Oh, I was gonna say it's like no, I had to sell my bagpipes because I couldn't pay the utility bills. So. So I don't have my bagpipes anymore, but I am an auction hound, and I do see bagpipes come up here and there. So if I find if I find some bagpipes, I'll start boning up again. And I mean, the only song I knew was like Scotland the Brave and Amazing Grace. So
the only two things anyone wants to hear anyway.
That's a good point. That's a fantastic.
You could play any cop funeral that you wanted to. You could just make your way around the country playing cop funerals.
I tell you what, I want it. Maybe I'll get. I've
that
always
sounds like a sad
and hopefully
prospect,
there'll be a lot more than soon. Oh, I'm sorry. That's like
I've always.
I don't want cops.
I've always wanted to get a pair. They're called shuttle pipes, or Northumbrian pipes. They're like small bellows pipes, you know, that they're not like the big Irish Illan pipes, you know, but they're small English and Scottish.
You mean Scottish?
Yeah, but yeah, and they're bellows, you know, where it's. Like,
I mean, the Illan pipes are small. Illan pipe is like you tuck it under your arm.
No, take a good look at an Ilan Piper. Like, look at Patty Maloney from the Chieftains. I mean, the Ilan Pipe, it's a pretty big set that, you know, leans over your lap, you know, and then you got to pump the bellows with your elbow. Oh. But there's definitely a difference in size between some of the smaller they call them kind of kitchen pipes, because you could play them inside the kitchen. You know, they were indoor bagpipes, where the Scottish Highland pipes are not exactly indoor pipes. But I will I'll see what I can do.
I'm really glad I asked that question, and listeners, you're welcome.
All
right, it's your question.
No. This is just straight up. Andrew, we recently, with the Christmas special, you took on a whole project again, you know, a writing project. And we were welcome. What's it looking like as far as coming back on board, doing more, you know? I know you're very busy, and what's it looking like maybe for writing more again? Because we love your...
Writing more?
Yeah. It's been a while. It's been like three seasons.
Well, first of all, no. I wrote the second episode of The Buffoon, and I actually edited that episode too. And I co-wrote one of the Poe Green. I co-wrote the Poe Green finale with Andy. And I wrote... I mean, anyway, you're asking if I'm going to write... full time again, but no. I think the answer is no. No, I'm not going to. Okay, next question. Right. No, I mean, this is normally the episode where we would be like wrapping up a season and going into the next season, and we'd be like announcing what the next season is, but we don't have a next season.
But there will be, let's be clear though, there will be something.
Yeah, in February we're going to do something, but we don't have a season coming down the pike. And we've already talked about this, I think. I'm an MFA candidate along with Andy, so all of our writing juices have been going into that pot. And so, you know, most of our writing juices have been going into that pot. So, you know, I don't know. I still want Ryan and Tom to be writing more. So.
So do we.
There you go.
As soon as we get some talent, we're going to be right on that.
Whee! Okay, no one asked me any questions. Guess no one's interested in what I have to say. That's fine.
That's right. Let's move on.
All righty.
I have a question, Andy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How's Louis doing?
Who?
Nobody.
Are the names of our children supposed to remain private?
No, I was asking how
his son was doing.
I was trying to make a joke. He's fine.
Oh, okay.
He's good and fine and good and looking like more that, and more okay. like the mailman every day.
Yes, yeah. See, Tom? See what I'm talking about, Tom?
I see what you're saying.
I was telling Tom that, you know, Tom has two kids. Tom has two kids. Andy has a kid. Ryan has a kid. Everybody has a kid, right? Everybody's got a kid.
Yeah.
I don't have a kid. I don't have one. But everyone else has a kid. And so I was telling Tom that every time I ask anyone who is a parent, who is like a relatively new parent, not like a person with a grown-ass kid, but like a relatively new parent, like, hey, how's it going? How are your children? Like, how's life? And Tom is consistently the most positive and happy and off the charts happy. Not even just like, yeah, it's good. Like just the best thing that has ever happened to him is children. Which is very heartening, because normally when you ask someone how they're doing, it's like, well, you know, he really doesn't sleep. You know, we're struggling. You know, we struggle. We take turns, and like that's every single new parent you talk to. And Tom is always like, it's the best thing that's ever happened to me. I'm so happy. I love them so much. They're so beautiful. And I'm like, I don't. And what I told Tom is that my conclusion is, I don't believe you.
Excellent. Excellent.
One of the sweetest things anybody's ever said.
Oh,
it's true.
And we're back. I think it's time for the game. And I believe we have a game coming to us from Tom Hodgkin. Tom, please take it away.
All right. So the Oscar nominations came out this past weekend or earlier this week. And I realized that this is the third Oscar ceremony that has occurred since I had children. And I've gone from seeing almost every movie nominated for any category and caring about who has won to having seen hardly any of the movies and caring less to this year having not heard of, not even heard of, most of the movies nominated. So I decided, though, in the spirit of the Oscar Award, we're gonna do movie trivia. We're gonna do movie history trivia.
Excellent.
Oh, my God.
Excellent. Right?
I'm scared.
And it's not going to be an and/or. It's going to be multiple choice.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay. All right.
So let me get my pen ready.
Okay. Let me get my Google ready. Google fired. I get my Google machine fired up.
Don't ruin it for everybody, Andy, okay?
Okay.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care. That just has no effect on him.
Why are none of my pens working? Getting embarrassing.
Oh.
Desperate clicking.
Ryan, do you actually think that I cheat? Is that something you think happens?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Never. Never.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. What is the highest grossing movie adjusted for inflation of all time?
Oh, wow.
Is it A, Gone with the Wind, B, Titanic, C, Avatar, or D, Revenge of the Nerds 3, The Next Generation?
I feel like that one might be a joke one.
Let's start with Ryan.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow. Adjusted with it? I mean,
Ryan.
When had Gone with the Wind came out? It came out in the
30s. Oh, my God. For the love of Jesus Christ.
we'll go with Gone with the Wind.
Andrew.
You said highest grossing, right?
Highest grossing movie adjusted for inflation of all time.
Avatar was really expensive to make, but I'm going to say Avatar.
And Andy.
I also believe that it is Avatar.
Here we go.
The Last Airbender. Let me clarify.
The Last Airbender.
No.
The Last Airbender.
I'm just kidding. Isn't that thing, whatever that is, Avatar The Last Airbender or something like that?
That's M. Night Shyamalan.
Yes, I know.
Japanese anime.
Yeah, I know.
All right, Ryan is in the lead with 1 point.
Whoa.
Damn it.
Hmm.
It's because Gone with the Wind was cheap to make, and it's, yeah.
Yeah, but gross is not netting. Gross is gross.
It's been around for...
Oh, right. This is why
Andrew's getting his writing license, not his financial management license. Yeah.
Okay, Ryan, enjoy the lead while it lasts.
Thank you.
That's probably it. Okay, number two. What is the longest theatrical run in the history of cinema? A, Star Wars Episode 4. B, Back to the Future. C, E.T. Or D, Revenge of the Nerds 3, The Next Generation. Let's start with Andrew.
Star Wars A New Hope, E.T., and what was the other one?
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future. I don't know. E.T.? I don't know.
Andy.
Star Wars?
This is a very dubious
Ryan.
E.T.
Oh, God. Ryan's in the lead with 2.
Nice.
Andrew's at 0, and Andy has fallen to -2.
Well, that's not good. Well, that's not good at all.
Okay, 3. What movie has won the most Academy Awards? Is it A? This is a tricky one, so pay attention, everybody.
Oh, boy.
Is it A, Ben-Hur? B, a tie between Ben-Hur and Titanic? C, a tie between Ben-Hur, Titanic, and Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King? Or D, Revenge of the Nerds 3, The Next Generation?
I'm so excited for the question that is the answer for. I can't even contain.
All right, Andy. Here it is. Ready? One more time.
We don't have to do all that. All right. Wait. What were the? Just what were the three movies? Ben-Hur, Titanic,
Ben-Hur tied with Titanic, and then tied with Lord of the
Titanic
Rings.
And Lord of the Rings.
Oh, Lord of the Rings. Okay.
The last one was a 3-way tie, right?
That's correct. And the second one was a 2-way tie.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go with the 3-way.
Kane.
Ben-Hur.
Shit. He was so quick.
Ryan.
Titanic.
That wasn't an option.
Titanic tied with Ben-Hur.
That can't be it, because I specifically remember when this happened, when Titanic came out, Charlton Heston was like, well, there's more categories, and they were like, no, there's not really any more categories. I'm going to stick with Titanic tied with Ben-Hur.
All right, the answer was C. It was a tie between Ben-Hur, Titanic, and Lord of the Rings. So Andy has come up to -1, Andrew has gone down to -1, and Ryan, God help us all, is still in the lead with 1 point.
Okay.
I'm going to have to look into it.
Now, was this the original Ben-Hur or the one from last year?
It was the one in 2016.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah, obviously. What movie received the most Academy Award nominations ever? Is it A, Titanic? B, La La Land? C, a tie between La La Land, Titanic, and All About Eve? Or D, Revenge of the Nerds 3, The Next Generation?
What was A again? I missed it.
Titanic. A? Titanic.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's go with Ryan.
Titanic.
Andrew.
Titanic.
Okay, Andy.
What were all of the options again?
This is, again, the question is, what movie received the most Academy Award nominations?
Yeah, I didn't actually ask for that.
A is Titanic. B is La La Land. C is a tie between Titanic, La La Land, and All About Eve. And again, D is Revenge of the Nerds 3, The Next Generation.
Oh, boy. Can't be the 3-way tie again. Could it? No.
What the hell is All About Eve? I don't even know.
You know what? I'm going to say... Was the second one just a tie between La La Land?
Oh my God, no. The first one was Titanic. The second one was La La Land. The third one was a tie between Titanic, La La Land, and All About Eve.
I'm going to go for the high-risk maneuver and say, I don't think it's right. Can't be. I would have heard more about it.
Oh my God.
But maybe I wouldn't have, though.
I hate this game.
Titanic. Oh, I feel like such a wimp. Go ahead.
You should, because that was wrong.
Don't tell me it was La La Land.
No, it was a tie between Titanic, La La Land, and All About Eve.
Andy
is back down to -2, tied with Andrew at -2, and Ryan has 0 points. So
yes.
Ryan's the summation of Ryan's life, as I like to say, Ryan's in the lead with 0.
I don't know what that means, but that's okay. Funny.
Here we go. Ready? What individual, listen carefully, what individual has won the most Academy Awards?
He could be talking about robots, guys. Keep that in mind. Go.
A, James Cameron. B, Walt Disney. C, Edith Head. Or D, Robert Carradine for his work on Revenge of the Nerds.
Hey, Tommy, did you look up the lead guy in that?
Yeah, I think it's Robert Carradine, isn't it?
Is that what his name?
Yeah, I think so.
Does he look familiar at all?
I don't know. Are we doing this now?
All right, sorry. Okay.
Andrew? Andrew?
James Cameron, Walt Disney. Who was the third one?
Edith Head.
Oh, God. What is Edith Head? I don't know. Edith Head. Fuck it.
What is Edith Head? Not who is Edith Head. All right. Let's go with Andy.
Jimmy Cameron.
And Whalen?
Shit. I don't think Walt Disney would have gotten I don't think he would have gotten the Oscar himself. I mean, and then I feel like James Cameron is like, he's like the best guy who has never gotten an Oscar, but I can't remember. I can't.
Oh, shit. That might be true. No, I'm sure he won for probably
Edith Head. I don't know. I just don't. Andrew, did you go with Edith Head?
Yes,
I'm going with James. That's not James Cameron.
It was Walt Disney with 22 awards.
Wow!
What?
As a producer, he won as a producer, right? Stupid.
I'm sure I don't know. So Andy and Andrew are tied with -3, and Ryan is -1.
This is by far the worst performance from all of us any game we've ever played.
This is a tricky question, so I don't give me shit for it. I had a hard time wording it, okay? In the modern era of international distribution, what is the lowest grossing best picture at the worldwide box office?
I like this question.
Okay. A, The Hurt Locker. The lowest grossing best picture at the international at the worldwide box office. In the era of international distribution.
Best picture winner, right? Not
correct.
Okay.
Correct. Oh, okay.
Is it A? Yeah, the best picture.
That won the Oscar for best picture, but it was lowest grossing in the worldwide market.
Right. The Hurt Locker.
Was it netting or grossing?
B, Moonlight. C, The English Patient. Or D, Revenge of the Nerds 3, The Next Generation. Let's start with Ryan on this one.
I'm going to go with Hurt Locker. Oh, shit, when he does
Andy.
That scribble, that means it's wrong.
The boo-boo closet. No, I'm not really going with that. I just wanted to say boo-boo closet. Talking about
it. It's even funny.
I know. Wasn't it?
Yeah, Andy.
Yeah, he's missing. He's
he's usually right on it, you know. And,
talk about bombs.
What was the other one besides English Patient and Hurt Locker?
Moonlight.
Oh, Moonlight.
Yeah, that was the one that came in second
last
year.
Oh, God. Okay. Wait, it came in second? Oh,
no,
that
I
thing.
Kidding,
that whole thing.
Whole,
yeah, that whole thing.
Warren Beatty was a racist, so.
Got it. Crap.
What was he thinking? Why didn't he just be like, look it, I know this is awkward for television, but I need to have someone come out here and confirm what this is.
It's the best moment of my life when that happened.
Oh, I had to change the channel. I was like, oh my god. Oh man.
I'm gonna say Moonlight.
What a beautiful moment.
I'm going to say Moonlight.
All right. And Kaner.
Waylon said Hurt Locker.
Right.
Yeah.
Andy said Moonlight, and the option that was not Hurt Locker or Moonlight was...
English Patient.
The English Patient.
Oh, wait, no, not the English Patient.
Which I never saw. I never saw that movie.
It's long. It's very long.
I believe when I was in middle school, I fast-forwarded it for nudity, and there's not a time.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
That sounds so much like something Werner would have done.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going
to
go with...
Wait, you fast-forwarded... To the nudity or like over it, so you like you
looking for it, looking for it, trying to find it.
You were looking for it.
I'm sorry, Kane. Did you give an answer, Kane?
I'm gonna go with Moonlight.
I'm gonna pull ahead.
Has Andy or Kane gotten anything right yet?
Yeah, I got one right.
I got the first question right, didn't I?
I got one right.
Oh, well, you guys are at -4. Ryan, you were correct, the Hurt Locker, and you're back to zero.
Oh,
sweet.
Yeah, you're doing great there, buddy. I think this might be a runaway for you. We've only got 4 questions left.
You should start raising the point values of the really questions. Well.
Oh, wait.
All right, you know what? That's a good idea. This is worth 2 points, everybody.
Yes.
Oh, come on.
What female? Like, we got to make it interesting. What female? I don't want to get political,
but
let's just assume that there's 2 genders for a moment. What female?
I don't know if my mind can make that leap, Tom. But I'll try. I'll try. Okay.
What female? Am I talking into my microphone? This might have been.
You sound fine.
Awful.
This is the weirdest episode of Chatter and Lore we've ever done.
Everybody all of a sudden is like, oh, fine, I can hear him. Oh, that wasn't funny. What female has won the most Academy Awards? Was it A, Audrey Hepburn? B, Meryl Streep, C, Edith Head, or D, Catherine Montgomery.
From Revenge of the Nerds 3.
There's no more Revenge of the Nerds jokes. I ran out of time.
You just stopped doing them.
Okay. Wait.
I just stopped doing it. Yeah, it was very sad. I wanted a big button, and I ended up was doing this at work, and then I had to do work.
Well, the button is the last question. The answer is Revenge of the Nerds.
I know,
3.
But I couldn't find any good trivia for Revenge of the Word that were the answer to something. I had no idea. What's the sequel to Revenge of the Word for Nerds 2?
Yeah. That could have been it.
All right, let's go with Andy. Let's start with Andy.
I'm just gonna go with Meryl Streep.
Kane?
Who won, right? Most wins?
Most wins.
Yes, most wins. Most wins.
It's my girl Edith Head. You know it is.
Damn. How do you spell Head? Is it H-E-D-D?
H-E-A-D.
H-E-A-D.
Yeah, you trying to Google it? Ryan.
No. Head, Edith Head, Meryl Streep, Catherine Montgomery.
Hepburn. Or Hepburn.
Or Audrey Hepburn.
Right.
Yep.
Audrey Hepburn.
Yep, that's how her name sounds.
She died. Won the most.
Yeah, won.
I mean, Streep is obvious. Streep is obvious, therefore it can't be, you know, just the way Tom works. You know? But I have to
He's
go with
He's complex,
Streep.
That Tom.
I have to go with Streep.
Ooh.
You pussy.
And that was worth 2 points. It was Edith Head.
Yeah, fuck you.
Oh, no.
For costume design. So Andy's down to -5.
Oh, that's great.
And Andrew and Waylon are tied with -2.
Woo!
I can't tell you how much I was hoping that somebody would have said Catherine Montgomery because I made that name up. And I just thought it would have been absolutely hilarious. This is a good one. This is a tricky one. You guys are going to hate this one. Well, maybe not. Maybe it's an easy one. Who is the youngest actor to win an Academy Award? A. Tatum O'Neill. B. Justin Henry. C. Anna Paquin. Or D. Jackie Cooper. Let's go with this one's worth 2 points as well. Let's go with Waylon.
Who's is Jackie Cooper, like a little rascal or something? Like, I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna go with Tatum, Paper Moon, Tatum O'Neal.
Kaner.
Whatever Waylon said.
Anna Pack.
Wow.
Oh, he's wow. trying to stick. He's trying to stick with Waylon. I see the strategy
and,
here.
And
then diverge and, on the last question. Smart. Smart.
Werder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. I didn't hear
What's
C or
answer?
D. I didn't hear C or D. You have to tell
Anna
me.
Anna Paquin or mm-hmm. Jackie Cooper. So it's Tatum O'Neal, mm-hmm. Justin Henry, mm-hmm. Anna Paquin, or Jackie Cooper.
Mm.
Justin Henry, the...
Shh.
He's the Jerry Maguire kid. He's the Jerry Maguire kid. But he didn't win.
Thanks, Ryan. Okay. So it's either Jackie Cooper or the Anna Paquin. This is hard. This is hard.
Really hard.
Oh, for the love of freaking God!
I'm gonna.
This is
say,
also the longest episode
say,
of Chattermore.
I'm just gonna.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna. I really want to be right because I can make up some ground here because they both went with the same thing.
Yeah, you really could do something here.
If they're
wait,
wrong.
So we're wrong, Andrew.
Oh, good. Okay. And we know it's not the second thing. So it's either Jackie Cooper or Anna Paquin. I don't know. Jackie Cooper sounds like another made up name, possibly. And Anna Paquin, like, I feel like I should know more about her work for some reason, but I just don't. But I'm going to go with her. Okay, that's it.
Yeah, Anna Paquin won at age 11.
Damn it.
I always thought she was the youngest one, but actually it was Tatum O'Neal.
Yes.
At age 10.
Paper Moon.
Justin Henry and Jackie Cooper were nominated at ages 8 and 9, respectively, but they did not win.
Was Jacob Henry
I have no idea. It was Justin Henry. I don't know who it is. Andrew and Ryan are tied with 0, and Werner is at -7. We're going to make this next question is worth 5 points. So, Werner, you could do this.
Oh,
you could
man,
come back.
This is great. This game's
who
like
was,
Quidditch.
Who was the richest actor in 2017?
That's a... Like most well paid from their work that they did in 2017?
Nope.
From that
nope.
year?
Nope. Nope. Listen to the question.
Oh, God.
Who is the richest actor as of 2017? Okay.
Oh, I think I know this. All right, go.
A. Johnny Depp. B. Tom Hanks. C. Bill Cosby. Or D, Jack Nicholson.
Fuck.
Let's start with Kane.
Hanks.
Ryan.
Hanky panky.
And another Kane, chance for Andy to make a big difference here in this game.
Big difference.
Time to make
you
some
You can take
noise.
The lead right now. You can take the lead right now.
Can and will, Tom.
Theoretically. Theoretically.
So... What were all the options again, other than
Tom
Hanks?
Oh, my God.
Hanks?
Johnny Depp, Tom Hanks, Bill Cosby, or Jack Nicholson?
Jack Nicholson. I feel like he would have.
Yeah, I know. Oh, but Johnny Depp's got the pirate movies. That could help him be rich. And Anna Paquin was the other one?
Oh, my God. Are you serious right now?
Bill Cosby. I'm not gonna go with that.
Racist.
Yeah. No, that was why. Okay. Jonathan Depp. Did I win? Wow.
And Andy, I was doing everything I could to help you out here.
What was I supposed to do?
Get it right. Well, you all got it wrong. No. It was Jack Nicholson.
Oh, come on. No way.
All right, this is the final question.
He hasn't done a movie in... Okay, go
ahead. This is the final question.
52
and
points.
It's worth, It's worth 8 points.
All right. I'm right in this thing, man.
Who played University President Orin Price in Revenge of the Nerds 3, The Next Generation?
All right.
Yeah. See, thought I messed it up. Is it A, Morton Downey Jr., B, Beau Bridges, C, Clayton Rohner, or D, Steven Guttenberg? Let's go with Andy.
I need to hear all of the names again. Slowly. And also the name of the role. Professor?
The role, yes. Who played University President Orin Price?
Okay.
In Revenge of the Nerds 3, The Next Generation.
So he's the guy that they just drove crazy. Okay, got it. Go.
A, Morton Downey Jr. B, Beau Bridges. Uh-huh. C, Clayton Rohner. Or D, Steve Guttenberg. I hope I'm saying Rohner right. Clayton Rohner.
How do you spell it?
R-O-H-N-E-R. I mean, I've seen the name often enough. I just don't know how to... Rohner, right?
I'm going to go with Clayton Rohner.
Kaner.
Morton Downey Jr.
You got it.
You just know that? You just know that, Ryan?
Ryan.
Ryan?
I just picture his face because he had like a talk show, Morton Downey. Was there a junior, though? Was he Morton Downey Jr., or is that what he's trying to fuck us up? It was Morton Downey.
I don't know what's happening.
It's Morton Downey Jr.
Well, those are all the questions I have. Unfortunately, we have to end on a tie between Andrew and Ryan. But I am excited because I have some good news, everybody. This is a Rude Alchemy first, where we're ending a game with one of our players at negative 20 points. So, Andy,
who is that?
Congratulations.
Who, which
Andy,
one?
Andy, it's you, buddy. Congratulations. Oh. You did it. You did what nobody thought was possible.
So many people
you ended a game
thank.
With negative 20 points.
I want to thank my mom, who
right, it's not funny
never
anymore.
Believed.
Funny
okay.
Never believed.
Never so believed. They were right. It was Morton Downey Jr.
Morton Downey Jr. Obviously.
I don't even know what that is. Is that some sort of ugly Robert Downey Jr. or his dad or something?
I will say the choices were
no, so Robert was Downey was Robert Downey Jr.'s dad.
Steve Guttenberg is way too young to play a university president. Same as even
obvious.
Bill Bridges.
Look, listen. Obviously. It was
I just don't know who Clayton Rohner. Who is Clayton Rohner?
I have no idea. Oh, he's a real person. I just don't know who he is.
Okay.
Look up his face.
Good game, guys.
Great 42-minute game.
Oh, my goodness.
What was that? What was that for?
What?
I was clearing my throat. I was clearing my throat.
Oh, I thought it was because you saw Rohner's face or something.
Oh, no.
Oh,
so Rohner. Repulsive.
And we're back. Andrew, do you have them names?
I have the names, yes.
All right, all right, Patreons. No one wanted to write a story, so we're going to freestyle story.
Wait. Everybody wanted to write a story.
Oh, yeah.
It's just none of us did.
Nobody did. I could read some of my old stories. I see them here in my folder.
No,
nope,
that's
right
okay.
Now.
Oh, that's okay. Oh, okay. I think we're all right.
Okay. So we're going to freestyle story corner. Tell. What?
Never
what?
Mind.
Ryan?
Never mind.
Ryan, what?
I said you should read some of your narrator's corner.
What?
That stuff's hilarious. But go ahead.
Oh, yeah. God,
you're the
when
narrator,
is that
though.
Again?
Except you're the narrator.
I'm the narrator. Oh, I'm sorry. The announcer's corner. Announcer's
yep. corner. Great. Now that we got that clear. Oh, okay. So freestyle storytelling. Basically, we're going to take your name and we're going to start at one person at a time telling a story, and then somebody else will tag in and take over the story. Who should be the buzzer person?
I'll be it. I'll do the buzzer story. Right. I'll be it.
You be
I want to be it.
You be the buzzer guy, and you say and then you call on the next person or yourself to continue the story until all four have gone.
Oh, okay.
You don't
wait.
Wanna,
so I call on myself much, or somebody else.
You would. Yes, you do sometimes correct. Have to call on yourself. Yes.
Oh, got it. Okay. Okay. Good. Ready? Go. Cade. Wait,
I have to tell the. I have to pick the Rudiverse too. Right? Is that part of this?
Oh, crap. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Why doesn't Wertner pick a Rudiverse and then we'll go within it?
All right. I'll pick a Rudiverse.
Yeah. I'll give you the name.
Cade will
we
give
go.
A name, and then somebody else will start. Great. Okay. Let's start with the. Carver Cranebottom Rudiverse Universe.
And the name is Jason Mead. Ryan, go.
Jason. Oh, God.
Kate.
Jason. Ugbug, the proletariat prince of the great. Under gutter of bomb diddly bab bush, strolled luxuriously.
Worker
mounted his elephant with a haughty chortle. He grabbed his manservant Jason Mead.
Whalen.
A chortle is something like this. One of those things. And he got upon his elephant, which he named Spicy. Spicy the elephant. Whom he had a relationship with that was natural. I won't go into that. You know, I'm just not, I won't go into that. It wasn't an unnatural thing. It was a natural, loving relationship. You know, I mean, technically you can't love another animal, you know, an animal, but I mean. They had a mutual respect for one another. Spicy, trusted. What's his name? Josh?
Jason.
What's his?
Jason Mead.
Tyson Mead.
Cade.
He has to go back to you, and once we get all through all four of us, it's done.
Oh,
yeah. It's not. And it's then, not endless.
And then he fell off his horse and died.
It was an elephant.
Yeah, but that's what makes the story interesting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a twist. Take that, Shyamalan.
Yeah. All right.
This is going really well.
Next universe is Bruff Taxwind, and the person name...
And the name is Gregory McClure and Andy Start.
Gregory...
I don't want to be the buzzer this time. Somebody else be the buzzer.
All right, Ryan. Gregory McClure positioned his eye patch over his infected, disgusting... goopy eye, and then hopped aboard his mini blimp that he straddled between his legs, his powerful legs. He flicked the propeller on with an angry snort.
Tom,
and took off into the sunset, his droopy eye liquid. Splattering in his face, and then and getting a little bit into his mouth, which made him get. It wasn't the first time it's happened. Obviously, with eye goop, it's bound to get into the mouth eventually. But as he sped along, it did choke him a little bit more than he's used to, and then he fell off and hit the ground with an enormous thud.
Roll, Ryan, and then he hit his. Dick really hard. Andrew.
What the fuck?
and that was when he went, oh, my dick. And his eye goop fell directly into his mouth in that moment.
At
and
the
he
end.
Threw up for real. This is the stupidest episode of Chatter and Norm we've ever done.
Terrible.
This is the stupidest thing. No.
This will be the one. This will be the one that makes us go viral, you guys. This is it. This is the one.
I'm sure.
We'll finally
this
be
successful. This is going to be the
woman. The Plague Clowns universe. Give us a name.
The Plague Clowns universe, Ray Hernandez, Ryan, start, and I'll be the buzzer.
Who's the buzzer?
Ray Hernandez.
Who's the buzzer?
Oh,
me.
Okay.
I'm the buzzer. Okay. Ray Hernandez, play clowns, go.
Ray Hernandez. church, a church. What are they called? A church hospital ran by the medieval nun. He had come down with a case of spinal chlamydia. He didn't know. He didn't know what happened. He had blacked out one night. Dark, cloaked figures came into his bedroom and hissed sweet evils into
That's my buzzer. Tom.
And then he jolted up and said, what the fuck? Somebody's whispering in my fucking ear, man. Shit.
Wait,
Then he laid back down. Got underneath the covers, warm and toasty, and said, I'm going back to sleep, motherfucker.
Andy.
And then he said, I am a... Oh, man, look at all these nuns. I can't believe that I let myself get spinal chlamydia. Isn't it ironic? Don't you think that I got spinal chlamydia from a nun?
And then it's me. But then he realized that he had already died and he was just in hell. The end.
Yay.
Cool. Just like the real play clowns.
Yeah.
Just like the real play clowns.
Wow.
Just like the real
play clowns.
Is that
how that ends? Oh.
Just like the real ones.
We're now going to the Jabez Flintwick universe.
And the name is Jen. Just Jen. J-E-N.
Awesome.
And Andy's going to start.
Jen. Her hair flowing behind her. 8 feet of long, dark hair. Ooh. Cascading down her shoulders and her feet as she rode her steed bareback on the way.
You should be the buzzer, Andy.
I'm going to do this for a while. On the way to the war, she passed a small village of Native Americans and hopped off her steed to talk to them. One of them was named Biscuit. Andrew.
I didn't hear part of what the last... Can you say the last, like, two Native sentences?
Americans
that way?
Biscuit.
I heard Biscuit.
Oh, one
yes.
of the Native Americans was named Biscuit. go ahead, Andrew.
She said, good morning to you, good biscuit. How goes your day? Biscuit looked up onto Jen with nary a tear in his eye and said, oh, hey, Jen, what's going on, girl? And she was like, Biscuit, we will ride together today. There's much riding to be done. Will you take your own horse, which is called Pepper? Or will you ride upon mine, which has no name? And Biscuit said, I think I'm just going to take Pepper, if that's okay with you. And she was like, Biscuit, let us ride. And they rode.
Tom.
And they rode. Riding so fast and so long, and they just rode. And then they were like, we shouldn't ride anymore.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Then the girl was like, yeah, no, let's keep riding. And the guy was like, oh, I'm fine, I'm riding. Okay.
The girl and the
girl and the guy. The girl and the guy.
Ryan, did you go yet?
Meanwhile,
laziest, stupidest shit. We are so lazy and stupid. We didn't even
bother to remember the name 10 seconds earlier.
Ryan, you gotta go.
Ryan, go. What happened with the girl and the guy? Ryan.
Meanwhile, back at the village. Grandmother Skahuska was
I remember that.
Weaving a basket.
Yeah, is it indigo bunting? Yeah.
As correct. She does. As a gift to the indigo buntings of the region. And a single tear rolled down her eye as she knew she'd never see dear sweet Biscuit again. Or as she called him in his proper Indian name. Kenista eh?
The end. Yeah. Woo! Excellent. Excellent. Poe Green.
Okay, so we have two more.
Okay, Poe Green.
Oh god.
Poe Green, Aaron Ricklick, Tom, start.
Poe Green?
Poe Green, Aaron Ricklick.
Yep. What the fuck was that? The man sat in the corner. What's his name, Derek?
Aaron Ricklick.
Aaron Ricklick.
Darren Ricklick?
Aaron
Ricklick? Aaron sat in the corner, watching the ghost come through the ceiling. Oh no, she says.
It's a man.
I thought you said it was a woman.
Oh, that was my bad.
Aaron with an A.
Oh, it's Aaron. Well, this woman, man, was thinking, wow, my sexual identity crisis is nothing compared to this ghost coming into the room. Oh no, I wish there was somebody around who could help me.
Ryan.
Oh god. Wait, the ghost was wondering if someone could help. Wait.
No, Aaron. Aaron wants to know if someone can help him because the ghost is coming to get him.
Oh. Oh.
It was very clear and lucid storytelling, Tom. Thank you.
Wait, who would be around?
This is the worst thing.
Oh, Pap. What was his name? Pappy. Pap? Paps? Pappy? Is he in this? No, this is just the world. I don't know.
Stroke.
Did someone buzz me? Just buzz me.
Paps, Pappy.
So Aaron was wondering, you know, how can he solve this problem? But there was just no one was there. He was just alone in his room. What was he thinking? No one was around. It was in the middle of the night. No one's going to come to your rescue, for God's sakes. So the alien came down and settled within Aaron's body and began
alien?
To make... What?
No, it's just an alien.
Oh, I said alien. No, this ghost came down and settled within Aaron's body and began to make vibrating noises, which we all know what happened there.
And Andy,
at which point Aaron realized that he no longer had any will to live. And he sunk into a slow, decades-long depression. He just kind of wandered from place to place, job to job. His life, his marriage, all started to seem pointless. He would look at his children and wonder how he ever loved them. He'd...
getting dark.
He'd try to sleep, but he couldn't. I mean, his days were like a waking sleep. His nights were just long, dreamless, soundless, empty, aching, long nights.
Aaron, are you there? Aaron, wake up. Aaron.
Get both A's.
Aaron.
It's just one A. It's
Aaron.
Just one A.
Oh, oh. A-Rod.
Aaron.
Is there a Y?
Wake up, Aaron.
I got you. No, you didn't get me. Aaron. I'm a spaceship. Aaron. Wake up, sleepyhead. Aaron.
The two boys blasted one another with their sticks made to be spacemen shooting on the plains of America. The end.
Oh. We're a talented bunch of guys.
Yeah. That was a good.
That's the conclusion that you come to after that?
Yeah. I'm like sitting here being like, we got it. Whatever it is, we've got it.
No. We have one last to do, and that will prove whether or not we have it.
Great. Buffoon universe.
I thought we were done.
Buffoon universe.
The buffoon is the same as plague
okay,
clowns.
Grab bag. Oh, yeah. Rudiverse. All universes.
Rudiverse.
Yep. Great.
And the last name is our dear friend, Hunter, the Dervish of Derbage.
Oh, boy.
And I think I have to start because I don't think I've started one yet. Hunter was a shy boy. He never talked to any of the others in school. He kept to himself at lunch and in the recess yard. In fact, whenever the teacher asked him to answer a question, called upon him to come up to the board to scribble in some chalk, Hunter refused. It became such a problem that the principal had to call home and speak to Hunter's parents, the Duchess and Duke of Derbage. So the principal sat in his office the day, really not wanting to make the call, but knowing that he had to. All of Hunter's teachers were breathing down his neck. He lifted the phone, he dialed the number, and he waited for the dial tone to resolve. I'm not buzzing myself, by the way.
This is the Dervish residence.
Yes, hello. This is Principal Rilke. I'm calling about young Master Hunter.
Young Master Hunter is in school presently.
No, I know. I'm calling from the school. I was hoping I could leave a message with the Duke and Duchess of Derbage.
The Duke and Duchess do not answer the phone, sir. I'm sorry, you'll have to leave a message.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to leave a message. So are you the person that I leave the message with, or is there like a machine that you could transfer me to?
I assure you, sir, I'm not a machine.
No, I never said that you were a machine. I'm asking if there's a possibility that you could transfer me to a machine so I could leave a message about young Master Hunter.
Young Master Hunter is in school presently, sir.
Yeah, see, I'm the principal of the school, and the problem is he's a little bit of a shit, to be honest with you. Not to say that he's a shit. We've been having problems with young Master Hunter.
This really sounds like something you should be telling the Duke or the Duchess.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to do. See, I've been
Andy, me. Later that night, Principal Rilke, no relation to Rainer Maria Rilke, was sitting in his home when he heard a small sound.
He turned quickly, and no one was there. So he walked upstairs, shaved his entire body, as was his nightly routine, then lay down, watching the fan circle in his air-conditionless single-room apartment. What I'm trying to get at is that Hunter Durbridge, as a child, was like a like one of them psycho kids, you know? And he's like in the principal's house. You get it?
Oh. And you have the buzzer, so you need
to... Yeah, and... Ryan.
Hunter knew it was wrong, but he couldn't help but feel excitement at the thought of what was to come. In the next room, his principal dared to call his parents. He didn't know what his parents are capable of when they hear bad news about Hunter. When Hunter doesn't achieve what Hunter's supposed to achieve, when he doesn't live up to the family name. He doesn't know. He doesn't know that. He doesn't know what will happen to me. So you know what Hunter has to do? He has to make Principal know. He has to make the Principal know what's going to happen to me when I go home and my parents ask me what's going on at school.
And I have to say, this is the perfect time to bring Tom into this. Go, Tom.
He knew there was only one thing he could do. So he went to the drawer that he would go to so many times before this. The one that held the only thing left. And this time, he'd finally do it. This time, he wasn't going to be afraid. He took the object out, walked across the room, hit the button, and put in his copy of Revenge of the Nerds 3, The Next Generation. And then he sat there in his naked, shaveless body, holding the picture he had of the principal, rubbing it gently.
Oh, God.
And laughed.
Oh.
Laughed hysterically to the funniest and greatest movie ever made. The end!
Okay. Hey, everyone, you're welcome.
This is going to be the longest file to export. I'm going to be down here all night.
We're at an hour six.
Yeah, we got to wrap it up.
All right, everybody.
Do we have any questions that we can answer quickly? Do you have those, Andy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this... Ray Hernandez.
Yeah.
How did you decide to use Skype versus another platform? Well, we're not using Skype. We're using Google Hangouts. We used to use Skype. How does it work for your needs? Great, except Tom sounds like shit. Do you have one person that records everyone, or does each actor record their own performance? We each record our own. And then I think we already did these questions from Ratia.
Oh, did she ask new ones?
I don't know. She says, I have six more questions. Did we answer these questions? It says...
What are they?
Was the decision to go from what... to go from a strict five episode to fewer...
Yeah, we did that.
We did all that.
Yeah.
All right. That might be all.
That's it. Thanks, everybody.
We did it. Hey, thanks to Catacomb Depth Denizens, Mordecai Shakna, Zach McGee, Derek Haynes, and Michael Bonanni, who did not get stories made about them like our Tomb Depth Denizens did, but we still love them nonetheless.
Cough up the buddy.
Yeah.
We're very appreciative to
thank you. Yes, that is it.
Alchemist, Mr. Thomas Hodgkin, Mr. Andrew K., Mr. Andy Burton, Mr. Ryan Whalen. This episode's story written by all of us. Intro and outro music by Old Town Wake. All other music composed by Mr. Benjamin J. Robb. Be sure to like and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And please rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes to support Rude Alchemy. And next episode, visit rudealchemy.com/support.